This is Matt Wells at UN News. Winston Duke, best known for his role as M'Baku in the hit film Black Panther, is an avowed activist and feminist. On Wednesday, he joined Queen Rania Al Abdullah of Jordan and award-winning actor Anne Hathaway at an event organised by UN Women on the sidelines of High Level Week at UN headquarters in New York. The He for She Impact Summit unveiled groundbreaking solutions to achieve gender parity in the world and emphasised the importance of men joining the fight for women's equality. When Mr. Duke came into the VIP social media studio to speak to Connor Lennon from UN News, he revealed how the women in his life have inspired him.
For a long time, I've counted myself as a feminist. I was raised by a single black mom, and I watched everything she had to go through to raise us and move from our home country of Trinidad and Tobago and drive myself and my older sister to living successful, healthy, well-rounded lives. And it wasn't easy. And I respect her. And I respect my sister and everything that she's ever done. And if those women are any reflection and what they're going through or went through is any reflection of what the rest of the female populace of the world goes through, I need to lend my hand and lend my voice and lend my agency to helping them.
Now, as you started working in the entertainment industry, did you see any treatment of women there that made you feel uncomfortable and made you think this is just wrong?
I didn't see anything myself in particular, but I don't need to see oppression to know that it exists. Power is also mostly felt, rarely seen, you know? So I'm aware that these things happen. I'm aware that women have, I haven't seen anything, but I've heard the complaints. I've been around women colleagues who've gone through different things and have shared it with me, shared not knowing how to move forward or what to do because they're afraid of losing their job or being sabotaged for the rest of their career if they spoke up or addressed the situation. So I don't need to see it to know that it happens. I don't need to be the one on the receiving end to know that it exists.
And do you think things are changing now? Do you get things are changing with the Me Too era post-Weinstein?
I think we've entered into a great stage of conversation, and we've made it public. We've put it out into the public. I think there are changes. There's the... what is it called? I think it's an inclusive rider for pay equity. There are different things, different initiatives, different things that are happening in the industry. I can't name all of them, but I know different things have started, but we're nowhere near where we need to be.
Now, funny enough, just this morning, John C. Reilly was talking about his new film, you might know about it, The Sisters Brothers with Joaquin Phoenix, talking about how it's men need to show a more vulnerable side, and this is what needs to happen now as well. Are you seeing this more in roles now?
I haven't seen it.
Not a particularly vulnerable role in Black Panther.
I think it was, actually. I think, you know, what made the Jabari and M'Baku very special to me was their connection to things that were greater than him. And the Wakandans themselves were always connected to something greater than themselves. They were always connected to a greater fight and ideals. My character was very connected to his community, women included. And that really touched me. That told me that this man was a man of integrity. He always spoke in we's. He never said I. He said we. And I think that's really an important sentiment, especially for the movement that I'm a part of, the He for She movement. It's saying that we're stronger together. Men need to join the fight because they hold a very special place in a very flawed system. And it's time that you use the power that that flawed system gives you to dismantle it and give equality and equity to those who don't have it, which is half the world's population. That's women.
And but as you said, it's important for men to be involved in this fight.
It's very
fight.
Important.
What's the one thing that you think could be done that could really make a difference?
I don't think there is one thing that could be done that could make a difference. I think there's an entire plethora of things that can be done. I think it all starts with making a choice of what kind of man you want to be in the world. Do you want to be the man that society tells you that you should be? Or do you want to be the man that the world needs? Do you want to be the man that is going to go against the status quo? You want to be the man that is going to call out oppression and inequities when you see them? Are you going to be the man that fights back? Are you going to be the man that listens instead of speaking? Are you going to be the man that, you know, shows caring? Are you going to see, are you going to be the man that essentially believes when women complain and say they're going through something, even though you're not the one who's experiencing it? So what kind of man are you going to be? I think there's a lot of different things men can do. I think men can stop other men when they are in conversations where they disparage and disrespect women. Those are very immediate interpersonal decisions that you can make that add up to potential systemic change. So I think there's a lot of things men can do.